Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Number 13, Riley Richards. Number 25, Bryce Brown. And number 32, Grant Goodman. Potters are coached by Matt Franks.
That's the Morton starting lineup along with Oliver Steffen and Bo Durbin.
And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks.
And one of the stories of the night that we are watching for, Jalen McCants, 8 points away from 1,000 for his career.
A six-foot junior guard, number 11, Caleb Meadows. A 6'1 sophomore guard, number 15, Alex Egyptiaco. A 6'4 senior, number 20, Riley Milan. A 6 foot junior, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'7 forward, number 34, Jalen McCants. Your streaks are coached by Ryan Hart. The IHSA and Galesburg High School promote courteous and respectful behavior by student-athletes, coaches, and spectators. We request your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner.
That's Jeff Lamb, public address announcer here at Galesburg High School, and we want to send our best wishes out to Mike Westfall, who's the custodian here who handles the athletic facilities at Galesburg High School. We understand Mike had a little bit of a health scare, but he's doing well, and he might be even be home listening right now, but we send our best wishes out to Mike, and we look forward to seeing you back in the gymnasium here, whether it's for Silver Streaks girls basketball coming up tomorrow night, maybe even by this weekend. So, Mike, if you're listening, best wishes to you.
Absolutely. The most valuable guy around here and been that way for a long time. Tremendous man.
The Morton Potters come in 10-9. Caleb Meadows up top. Riley Milan, Eric Price, Jalen McCants has it now. He's going to shoot a three. And it's in and out. Rebound on the floor into the hands of Riley Richards. Morton comes in 10-9. If you heard our comments, both with head coach Matt Franks of the Potters and with Ryan Hart of the Silver Streaks. This team is a little difficult to figure out at times. At 10-9, they've had some good wins and they've had some really bad losses. Here's a three by Bo Durbin, and it's the Potters who score first.
And they'll be very deliberate, get good shots, and that one was a good one there.
What do you look for Caleb Meadows? He's got the ball here coming off that big game up at Geneseo when he got his first varsity start.
Just let the game come to him again. You know, just use your natural instincts and acumen. He's very good with that.
But he gets his first start at home. Now Jalen on the left side. They leave him open. He passes it up. Dribble drive, left side. Little off balance. Misses the shot. Oliver Steffen with a rebound for the Potter. So two opening misses by McCants. Talking about letting the game come to you. You don't want to try to get those 8 points for your 1,000 either too easily. Now here's pressure out high on Bo Durbin on the point, and Eric Price forces the turnover, and the Silver Streaks will inbound it from the sideline.
Certainly something we need to do tonight is put pressure on them defensively, both full court and half court, and on the ball.
McCants barking out for somebody to come into the backcourt to take the inbound. It's Meadows who gives it right back to Jalen. 3-0 Potters were just underway in the first quarter. Up top, Meadows squared for three. They'll come out and guard him. If they watched any of the video of that Geneseo game on Friday night, here's Caleb with a long one left side off the rim and the rebound into the hands of Durbin. Well, the Streaks just can't settle for three-pointers here tonight either.
No, absolutely. Need to continue to do things with their offense. They've had good ball movement.
Grant Goodeman in the right corner, 6'2", senior. Played in the game last year when the Silver Streaks won at Morton 52-50 in an intense game that went right down to the wire. Here's a free throw line jumper good by Riley Richards, and it's 5-0 Morton to start the game.
Good ball movement. Again, got a quality shot there.
The series dates back between these two. They had some great games played in the 80s and 90s. This game between these two teams went 7 overtimes.
And I was here for that, coaching that one, yes.
Still in the IHSA record books. It's not the longest it was at the time. There's been a 9 overtime game since then. Here's where Eric Price from the right wing missed it. And another one and done for the Silver Streaks. Bo Durbin with a rebound for the Potters. And they'll slow it down coming into the front court.
As you said, Brad, no flow.
And Price forcing another turnover on Durbin, bringing it into the front court. And Durbin dribbled it off his leg coming up the far sideline. And the Streaks are going to call a timeout here. Streaks have taken 4 shots in this game. No rebounds, and 3 of those 4 shots are 3-pointers. I've got to think that's what the focus here is in this timeout. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, just review offensive principles, that we're very good when we get the ball moving from side to side, that we're aggressive to the basket, and we get shots out of the flow of the offense. We've been very stagnant with our shots thus far. It's basically been one touch, and the ball gets launched, and that's not what any good ball club does, and we've not done that at all. So it was to reestablish that and review that.
So the Silver Streaks will inbound it, far sideline. Coming into the front court, 5-0 Morton. We're 2.5 minutes into the game. Silver Streaks 15-2 on an 11-game winning streak. And we've got some schedule things to talk about here as the night goes along, so we'll get to that. Take that back, 10-game winning streak. Streaks have won 10 in a row. Price will bring it across into the front court. Morton in that 3-2-2 zone that they'll extend to a 1-2-2. Skip pass to the right side. Kyleb open for 3 on the wing. Off the mark, and another rebound by Morton. This time Bryce Brown hauls it down. 0-for-5 is how the Streaks start this game. And a little push by Eric as Durbin brings it into the front court. Eric's been very aggressive on the ball handler right into the front court, especially once they cross the timeline. That time just too aggressive.
Yeah, and again, trying to body up with his strength and bulk there, but that time again, he got the foul. Got a steal.
Eric cut off on the lane with a little duck and under and flips it up and spins it in off the glass, and the Streaks find a way to get it into the lane and finally get their first basket coming off a Morton turnover. So Durbin in the backcourt, just a sophomore going against the junior Price. Little give and go right back to him. Shoots the open 3, a little bit off the mark. Weak side rebounded in the hands of Alex Egyptiaco. Streaks pushing it into the front court. Milan on the wing, gets it back out. Jalen down the lane, cut off, leans in, gets tied up, and a tie-up called as Bryce Brown reached in, got hands on the ball, forced the jump ball, and Morton gets it back. That's, I believe, the first Gillsburg turnover.
Yes, and that's our first turnover, and I thought that the last possession with Price making getting the steal and then us forcing them to play faster. We've got to get them to play faster.
And this is what the Streaks are trying to do, putting on the full court press, but Morton gets it into the front court. Onto the right wing, it goes to Oliver Steffen. Steffen, a senior, bounce pass down low, and short-arming the shot is Bryce Brown. Rebound, Riley Milan. Streaks in transition. Alex, skip pass up top to Jalen. Now to the left side, Meadows. He's missed 2 long threes already. Up top it goes to Milan. Now back to Meadows. He'll shoot from 6 feet behind the arc, and that one's short. Rebound on the floor by Bo Durbin. Well, I think as long as Kyleb's going to shoot out there and miss, Morton will be perfectly happy to let it.
Be very happy with that right now.
Streaks almost force a turnover. Morton saves it in the lane, kicks it back out. Durbin cut off at the high post. Price reaches in, tries to tie him up. And, I thought the official was going to call a foul. Then he decided to put both hands up in the air, so that's the 4th Morton turnover. And it looked like Matt Franks had the same reaction on the Morton sideline. I think he was anticipating a foul, too.
Right arm went up, but then the left arm went up for the signal for the jump ball there, and we may have got a break there.
3:45 to go. We're halfway through the first quarter. 5-2 is the Morton lead. Streaks off to a slow start offensively, trying to use the defense to get triggered here. Right high post, Jalen. Little crossover dribble, cut off, step back, 13-footer, swish. That's a tough shot, but Jalen made it happen on his own. Pulls the Streaks within 1.
He tried to get to the basket there, and Brown did a good job on him on that ISO play, was able to make that tough shot.
3:20 to go, 5-4, Streaks within 1. On the left wing it goes. Gudeman puts the ball on the floor. Cut off in the lane, working left to right. Cut off by Egyptiaco and kicks it back out. Gudeman on the wing, now into the lane. Brown forces up a shot. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Pump fakes in the lane. Kicks it out. Durbin for three. Off the rim. And a foul called on Price came in. Got him on the arm after the shot. Bo Durbin's going to shoot three free throws here.
And that's two fouls on Eric there. And again, fouling the jump shooter there is... I hope that doesn't come back to haunt him there with those two quick fouls.
I think what will frustrate Brian Hart more than anything is not the second foul on Eric Price. It's giving up the offensive rebound to Morton there.
Absolutely. We stood around there, Brad, and, yep. And also we let the ball get in the post, and that also created a mess there defensively for us.
So Durbin knocks down the first two free throws. Morton builds the lead back to 7-4. We've got exactly 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And now Price goes to the bench. Again, 3 minutes, and he picks up his second foul here in the first quarter. That gets Meadows back into the game. Dre Egyptiaco is on the floor as well. And Durbin knocks down all three free throws. He's got six of Morton's 8 points here in the opening quarter. They lead by four.
And again, they're going to stay in that zone and force us to get some touches, get the ball inside, go inside out. We've got to prove we can do that here.
Meadows walks it across into the front court. Dre Egyptiaco comes out high for the pass, between the legs with the dribble. Over to Meadows on the right elbow. Back up top to Dre. Swing it left side over to Jalen. They leave him open for three. He passes it up, dribbles his way into the lane, backs it up, hands off to Alex, kicks it back up top to Jalen. Now he'll shoot the three off the front of the rim. And a rebound by Ashton Everding into the game for the Morton Potters. They got the streaks 0 for 6 from three-point range.
Yes.
Sophomores didn't shoot any better, really, in their game. They ended up losing on a buzzer beater, 57-55. A drive into the lane and an off-balance, out-of-control shot by Oliver Steffen. Milan with the rebound out to Kylip. Passes up the three, steps inside the arc. Gets it over to Milan. Works his way left to right. Back into the hands of Meadows. Up top, Jalen. They'll leave him open for three again. Hit that one. There's Jalen with five. He's three away from 1,000. And the streaks are within one at 8-7. 2 minutes go here in the opening quarter. See if the streaks can get on track with this one. Been a slow-moving first quarter, and that's exactly the way Morton wants it. They don't want the streaks to get out in transition and get this game up into an up-tempo game. They've been managed to control it so far. Steffen swings the ball down low, cut off in the lane, skips it out to the right side into the hands of Everding. Puts the ball on the floor, drives baseline, got around Jalen, bounces in into the left corner, and a missed three by Gudeman, and a foul on the weak side will be against Dre Egyptiaco, his first.
And getting beat there by baseline created that wide open shot and then also gets you discombobulated in rebounding position there too. So it all breaks down, as you said earlier, with the initial mistake.
Three team fouls on the streaks, none on Morton so far. Potters have led from the get-go, scoring the first 5 points. They lead by one with the ball here. Final 90 seconds of the opening quarter. In the lane, Everding elects to pull the ball back out toward half court. Again, they're going to be deliberate in the half court. We're talking with the Galesburg coaching staff prior to the game. They say when Morton can get into the half court and run their sets, they're pretty darn good. And they've got an early lead here in the first quarter. Around a screen, Everding runs into Riley Milan. Contact, no foul. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Morton hangs on to it. 68 seconds to go, opening quarter. Baseline. Streaks defended the inside well. Riley forced the missed shot, but the loose ball chased down on the floor by the Potters. They get another offensive rebound. Now left side over into the hands of Gudeman. Drives to the left side, cut off. Pulls it back out into the hands of Riley Richards. Dribble drive, left to right, into the lane. Curling around, up with the right hand, and a miss by Gudeman. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Out with it into the front court. Jalen in the open court, dribbled it off his leg and turned it over. Two turnovers on the silver streaks denies him a chance to get the lead. Down to 35 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Morton with a one-point edge.
Not the quarter that we'd like so far.
Now Morton's going to extend things out a little bit. Kylip nearly got a half-court steal over the hands of Everding, but he hangs on to it with 20 seconds to go. Now Durbin back into the game after a brief rest after those three free throws. To the right side, it goes to Richards on the wing. Bounce pass to the high post. Bryce Brown goes around Milan, gets to the basket, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, put back up and in. 10-7 Morton. Streaks with 3 seconds. Jalen will fire. Nope, he'll get it to Meadows. Extra pass, and Kyleb can't get off the shot. Good defense by Morton on that final possession, and they have a three-point lead over the Streaks after one. 10-7, you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
I'm Will Stevenson. How parents can identify mental health issues in their children. We'll talk about that tomorrow night at 5:40 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Morton with a 10-7 lead and the ball as we get underway in the second quarter. Backing his way in from the right side, coming up short on the shot, Bryce Brown. Rebound, Jalen McCants. And they foul it. Trapped him underneath the Morton basket, trying to create a turnover right in front of the basket between Josiah Getz, a 6'5 junior, into the game. So trying to take advantage of some of that size. But the foul on Bryce Brown. Instead, that's the first Morton team foul. So they played a very good first quarter to have a three-point lead and no team fouls.
Yeah, they've got to be very pleased with how they played there.
Here's Jalen to the free throw line. Skips it over right side. Now Milan comes out for the pass. Riley into the lane. Found an opening. Took it all the way. His first basket of the game. Streaks it in one. 10-9. That little hesitation dribble by Riley, he's been able to use that very well at times.
Good recognition
this year.
There and aggressive to the basket.
Eric Price back into the game with those two fouls. Meadows on the bench. Otherwise, it's the Egyptiaco brothers, McCants and Milan. Now the Streaks give up the lane, and Goodeman takes it all the way and in for the layup. Back to a three-point lead, 12-9. Dre to the free throw line. Now he'll attack the basket. And it's pretty clear what the message was in the timeout as Dre with a dribble drive layup.
Yeah, and those seams are there. Those lanes are there, and we've been aggressive both possessions.
Streaks within one, 12-11. They've trailed the entire game up to this point. Pass onto the left side to Oliver Steffen, and he'll pull it back out into the midcourt circle. Again, Streaks sophomores lost tonight, 57-55. Big comeback by Morton in the fourth quarter, and a buzzer beater to finish off. Here's a drive by Steffen, comes up well short, and Dre gets the rebound away. Now dribbles down to the left side, comes up short on the shot. Rebound hangs on the rim and down into the hands of Brown for Morton. Again, the Streaks continue to attack the basket. That would have put him on top. Now at the other end, forcing his way to the basket. A miss by Brown. Offensive rebound on the weak side by Getz. That won't go. And a knock out of bounds on the third shot attempt by Brown, and Morton will hang on to it.
And we've given up a number of these second chance opportunities here by just not finishing the play in terms of blocking out, boxing out on our end, and giving up those weak side rebounds.
What do we have? Morton out rebounding the Streaks, 11-3.
11-3 in that first half.
That's just unacceptable. And now Gudeman puts the ball on the floor and goes around Alex Egyptiaco to get to the basket for a 14-11 Morton lead. Dre will bring it into the front court. Down to the right side to the basket. Gets fouled as he got all the way to the low blocks. And Dre, three straight dribble drive attacks to the basket, and this time a couple of free throws out of it.
And he's very good at recognizing when those openings are there and then finishing. And a lot of guys force that kind of stuff and see what's there and it's not really there. And he sees it there and takes advantage of it.
Let's see if Dre's improved his free throw shot. He comes in at 45% of the season, knocks down the first one.
Much better. Everything connected there, good rhythm to it.
Good looking stroke, wasn't it?
Yes, really good there that time.
Streaks down two, 14-12. DeMarco Harden into the game. Alex gets a breather. 5:51 to go first half. Streaks down two, 14-12. Egyptiakos, giving the Streaks a little bit of an offensive lift here in the second quarter. Knocks down both free throws, all four of his points in this quarter. And the Streaks trail by one, 14-13. Inbounding Richard. Streaks will back off and pick up the defense into the front court. It'll be Everding at the point. Passes left side over to Oliver Steffen. Steffen, a senior. Everding, a junior. On the left side, Richards, another senior. He played in that game last year, with the Streaks won by two at Morton. Skip pass to the right side into the sophomore's hands, Durbin. Touch pass to Steffen. Now back out to Durbin for three off the front of the rim. Barely drew iron, but there's Getz for the offensive rebound put back.
And again, we that's become a problem here tonight in terms of us not securing that first shot miss.
Into the front court, McCants to the free throw line. Pull up jumper. Too strong. Rebound on the floor. Attacking it. It's Morton who gets to it first. And Matt Franks calls a timeout. Streaks are just getting out hustled here.
Absolutely here, and it's very evident to the fans here tonight that when the ball is a 50-50 ball or a ball that either team can secure right now, we are losing most of those battles.
5:08 left in the second quarter. Silver Streaks down 16-13. I mentioned earlier that there's been a little bit of a schedule change for the Silver Streaks. Athletic Director Eric Matthews wasted no time after the shootout game with St. Charles East got canceled because of the weather on Saturday. He's got the Streaks in another shootout, not their own this time, but this one will be in the Chicago area. It'll be at Orr High School, and you look online about the Chicago Orr shootout, and you find out this is a pretty high spotlight kind of event in the Chicago area. The Silver Streaks are going to take on Lincoln Park, a team that's ranked 11th in the Chicago area, and that's going to be a week from Saturday, a 4 o'clock game. So that game has been added to the schedule. Coming out of the Morton 30-second timeout, under 5 minutes to go. Morton has really stuck to the game plan. Here's a dribble drive right side. Morton found an opening, but Durbin couldn't finish it off. Jalen with his second rebound. Streaks into the front court. Milan onto the wing. Pulls it back up top. Eric Price has it outside of the top of the arc. Now to the right side over to Riley. Riley will dribble it back up to the volleyball line. Nobody coming out to guard him. Gets it into the hands of Dre. Now to the left side, DeMarco Harden. He's left wide open for three. A little bit off the back iron. And the rebound to Everding for Morton. Streaks continue to miss shots from the outside, and Morton continues to control the boards. Approaching the halfway point of the second quarter, Potters by three. Left baseline, Richards. Cut off, skips it back up top. Going high forward to Steffen before it goes into the backcourt, and he's on the dribble now. Working against Price. Crossover dribble. Dribbled is off his foot, but he chased it down. Nobody there to pick it up, so Morton doesn't turn it over. They have only four turnovers in this game, all in the first quarter, and a team that we were told has trouble handling the ball has done a very good job handling the ball here tonight. Steffen on the right wing, into the hands of Richards. DeMarco comes in from the backside, tries to rip it away, and gets called for a reach foul.
Good idea there. Just when he slapped down on it, he got his arm there instead of trying to dig from underneath.
He's trying to make a play.
Absolutely trying to make a play here.
Get the spark going.
DeMarco does a good job of feeling those situations out.
3:42 to go first half, 16-13. Morton Potters leading. And the Potters will inbound it into the half court. On the right side, Gudeman still looking, has to throw it into the back court to the sophomore Durbin, who will now bring it across. Picked up by Meadows there, hands off to Steffen, running left to right, now into the left corner. A fake three by Gudeman gets DeMarco to bite on it. And drives the baseline.
Excellent move there, good shot fake. Power slide, square to shoulders up, nice finish.
Morton matches its biggest lead at 18-13 now. Six in the quarter and for the game for Grant Gudeman. Here's Kyleb driving into the lane. Stops, kicks it out. DeMarco now to the baseline, Riley. Riley out to Meadows onto the right wing. Silver Streaks just not in that offensive rhythm like they had in the Geneseo game. Now Kyleb gets fouled, driving in from the wing into the lane. And he'll go to the line, shooting a couple here. First foul of the game on Oliver Steffen. And Meadows on the season. Limited play, just 4 out of 7 from the free throw line.
Our guys are recognizing there are driving lanes there, and Kyleb saw that too and was fouled, and will have two free throws.
3:06 to go first half. Silver Streaks matching their biggest deficit of the game, down 5, and Kyleb's first free throw is in and out. Meadows 0-for-3 from three-point range. Now 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Jalen McCants has had a hard time getting it going offensively. He's 2 out of 6 from the field. Streaks have only 1 3-point basket made as Meadows knocks down the second free throw. Galesburg trails by 4, and they put on the full court press. Stephen trying to dribble. A good recognition by Stephen because the trap between Harden and Price was ready to collapse on him, and before they could take a second step to make it happen, he dribbled out away from it, and DeMarco caught out of position, picked up his second foul.
Yeah, just couldn't rework his way back into position as hard as he tried.
Bo Durbin will walk it across midcourt for the Potters, leading by 4 here under 3 minutes to play for the half. Stephen on the left side, again, dribbles out of a potential trap, finds a man in the lane, pump fake up and in by Bryce Brown. And again, they find an opening on the inside and make the Streaks pay.
Good execution, and they've shortened the game here with possessions.
Biggest lead for the Potters now at 6, 20-14. Jalen with a crossover dribble, drives in from the left side, hangs in the air and banks it in. He's got 7 in the game. 20-16, Streaks down 4, under 2.5 minutes to go. Morton quickly into the front court, driving in right side, Brown blocked. Here comes Jalen in the open court to the left side, pulls it back out. Jalen with a crossover dribble, driving in. The basket is good, but the officials are waving it off. The foul is on the floor. The student section had the cardboard 1,000 up in the air, and they had to pull it down very quickly. And the foul on the floor doesn't even give Jalen free throws. A left
great little hesitation move there, Brad, to get to the rim there, but nullified with a foul out front.
On the inbound to Price on the left wing. Price puts the ball on the floor, backs it up, kicks it out. Riley shoots a 3. Off the back iron, rebound Morton. Chance to pull the Streaks within 1. They come up empty.
Ice cold with a 3-ball.
No doubt. 2016 Potters, under 2 minutes to go for the half. On the left side, Stephen. Bounce pass, high post, Getz. Getz travels with it. Tried to fake out Riley Miley. I got that Morton first Potter turnover.
Yeah, first turnover, and I think I've got the first turnover for everybody in the quarter.
Yeah, that's true. Streaks are only 2 as well. Not that Morton's putting on a lot of pressure on the Streaks here, but Streaks just not knocking down shots. Trailing by 4 with under 2 minutes to go, down to 1:50 and counting here in the second quarter. Streaks have trailed the entire half. They've been within 1 on a couple of occasions. Here's Meadows, squared for 3 up top. Now gets it over to Milan on the elbow. Riley, bounce pass down low. And Jalen immediately fouled from the backside.
No, kick on the entry pass, kick ball.
The Streaks will inbound it right of the basket. Harden will inbound it from the right of the backboard. Streaks trailing 2016. That'll get Alex Egyptiaco back into the game. And Ryan Hart, I think wisely, sits Eric Price here with 1:36 to go. Eric's played a good chunk of the second quarter without picking up his second foul. Don't want him to pick up a third one now.
Good substitution there. And you have Kyle Meadows who can get you offense.
Up top, Meadows has it now. Works his way left to right over onto the wing. Found an opening. Curls to the low blocks. Shot up off the rim and in and out. Good shot creation by Meadows, but the ball just wouldn't go down. And the rebound by Oliver Stephen. So the Silver Streaks still trail by 4 with 1:10 to go in the half. At the free throw line, Gudeman with it. Puts the ball on the floor. Step back. Gets DeMarco to bite on the fake. Passes it away. The dribble drive by Durbin. Pass to the left side. Getz. Triple team. Man is open. It's Durbin from 15. In and out. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks. Another rebound for the Morton Potters on the offensive end.
Yeah, they have got, and we don't have that stat here tonight, but they have got a ton of offensive rebounds here to keep possessions going.
I've got them with 21 rebounds already in this game.
Yeah, and they've out-rebounded us badly here. 2-1, more than 2-1.
Silver Streaks, just to give you an idea, on the season, the Silver Streaks opponents are averaging 23 rebounds for a game, and Morton is 21. They go back door, the drive, and a block. The battle for the rebound goes to Jalen. Into the front court, Meadows. Layup hits the bottom of the rim. Ball knocked out of bounds. Getz lost a handle on it, and the Streaks will get another chance at it.
And I'll tell you, Brad, if they would be able to finish off their drives to the basket or their second chance opportunities, they'd have a pretty extensive lead here. They've not been able to convert.
40 seconds to go in the half. Silver Streaks trail by 4. 20-16. DeMarco left of the basket this time. Inbounds to Riley Milan. Now swinging around to the left side. Jalen swings the ball down. Now the dribble drive. Spin move. All knocked out of his hands. And they're going to say it's off Jalen McCants' legs as Morton got a reach in, knocked it loose, and the Streaks turn it over with 32 seconds to go in the half.
I thought that was a good call. It looked like that the Morton defender got his hands in there and knocked it off of Jalen's thigh and out of bounds.
Streaks put on the pressure. Alex Egyptiaco, almost a travel in the backcourt. Stefan got the pass away. Now the lob to the left side and the lay-in by Bryce Brown. They beat the Streaks press beautifully, and it's a six-point lead with 18 seconds to go in the half. 22-16, Potters have led the entire half. Streaks are going to hold for the final shot here. It's Jalen just inside a half court with the ball down low, 8 seconds to go. Jalen passes it away to DeMarco. DeMarco in the lane, floats it up with the teardrop, knocks it down.
Big basket
Morton
there.
Won't be able to get it
big
inbound.
Big basket there.
And the Streaks definitely needed that one. They'll go to the locker room trailing 22-18, down four at the break. We'll take a look at the first half statistics when we come back. The individual scoring, we'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. It's been all Potters here in the first half, leading by four here at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head-turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's a new year, and it's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Mike Roberts from the Finance Department at YEM. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, repossession, bankruptcy, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track for 2020.
We don't just sell cars, we help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman. 22-18 is the Morton lead at the half. And this team coming in at 10-9. I can see why they've won 10, Steve. We talked about in the pregame, it's a little hard to figure them out, judging by what they've done this season. We said they've had some pretty decent wins, some not-so-good losses. I think we're definitely seeing the good side of the Morton Potters here tonight. They obviously have a game plan that they are sticking to very effectively here.
The Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of ball club, and we're seeing that good part here tonight because they have done a lot of good things here, and as we talked about there toward the end of the second period, that if they could have converted on some of those stick backs or on those layups when they got to the rim, they would have an extent, you know, I'm not going to say a double-digit lead, but certainly close. They played very well.
And they've dominated the Silver Streaks on the rebounding side. That is not something we've seen anybody do this season against Galesburg.
No one even close to that. And they've really dominated the glass, too. They've got to be very pleased with their half.
So let's take a look at the first half statistics, see how these numbers shake out. Obviously, they're going to favor the Potters pretty well. Even though they haven't shot very well, they're doing other things very well in order to have this four-point halftime lead. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Team numbers, partner.
Team numbers, and again, it wasn't very pretty shooting-wise by both ball clubs, but nevertheless, like you said, they got done. That is Morton what they needed to do. They were 9 out of 27 from the field for 33% and 2 out of 5 from three-point range for 40%. We, on the other hand, only were 7 out of 20 for 35% and just a real struggling 1 for 9 with a 3 ball for 11%. Got lots of good looks, but as you said earlier, we didn't get them in any kind of flow. So that'll be something that we're going to revisit offensively some of our approaches here in the second half. Rebounding, where you talked about before, unofficially I have us with 10 rebounds for the half and I have them with 21. So they've doubled up and no one, as you said, has done that all year long to us in terms of rebounding. Turnovers, again, well played for the most part. 3 for us, 5 for them, and only 1 apiece in the second period.
Free throw shooting, Morton 3 out of 3, Silver Streaks 3 out of 4. Galesburg trails 22-18 at the half. Take a timeout. Look at the individual scoring when we come back. Get a word from the coaching staff as well. Streaks trailing at home. They've trailed the entire half. Find out what the team's strategy is in the second half to turn this game around when we come back from John Thiel Gymnasium on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes and then use scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Valser from WGIL, reminding you that the Galesburg Public Library can help your kids come up with the best Lego creations. The library's Lego Mania Club meets the second Tuesday of every month. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast calling for increasing clouds tonight. Slight chance of rain, maybe some freezing rain overnight tonight, a low near 29. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers before noon, a high of 44. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low near 13. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high near 25. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 17. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 33 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Helga Allen, Angie Powers, and Lawrence Mabry each were spotted wearing their blue WGIL buttons and each won cash. You can win too. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
22-18 is the Morton Potter lead here at John Thiel Gymnasium at the half. Brad Bidowitz, Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman here. Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer. Let's take a look at the individual scoring, then we'll get a word from the coaching staff. Neither team out yet with a little over 3 minutes to go on the halftime clock. Morton Potters have three players in tied for their scoring lead right now, 6 points each. That's Bryce Brown, Grant Goodeman, and Bo Durbin. Durbin had six all in the first quarter. Goodeman had six all in the second quarter. So if you were with us in the pregame, you heard Coach Matt Franks talk about the balanced scoring that his team has been able to put together and the things that they are able to do, and they're doing exactly what they need to do. That's part of the formula here to try to pull off the upset over the Silver Streaks here tonight. So those players each have six. Josiah Getz and Riley Richards each have two. Brown is the leading rebounder for the Potters and in the game with five. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants, the leading scorer with seven. Again, he needs eight to get 3,000 for his career, so one more point, and he'll do that. And the student section is ready to erupt. If and when it happens, and if and when it happens in this game, it'll be on that end of the floor, the home end of the floor, and it'll happen in front of the student section. So they'll be ready to roar when it happens. Drea Gypciaco has four for the Silver Streaks. Riley Milan, Eric Price, and DeMarco Harden all with two each. Alex Gypciaco has not scored in this game. Kylep Meadows has one. So it's definitely been an offensive struggle, and the Silver Streaks have given up too much on the inside and along the baseline as well. So the Streaks trying to find the right formula, and we'll find out from the coaching staff. It's been a long time in the locker room here. Morton's out on the floor, warming up, minute 49 and counting on the clock, and still no appearance from the Silver Streaks yet, and that just shows you how much Ryan Hart is utilizing this time. Now we've got a Chad Thompson appearance, so we'll be able to go down courtside for our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, and let's find out what the team talked about in the locker room and find out what the strategy is for this second half turnaround, see what the Stroller Streaks can put together. Here's Steve with Chad Thompson.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, halftime, Streaks down 22-18 to Morton. Coach, that wasn't exactly our finest moment. What do we do here to right the ship and take care of business here in the second half?
A lot of things we got to get better at. Driving the lanes, talking on defense, it's just whispers out there. we're really not doing much to disrupt what they're trying to do. We talked early in the game about pressuring and pressuring and pressuring and making them uncomfortable. We're sitting back and letting them do whatever they want. Defensively, they're doing a heck of a job clogging the lane on Jalen, taking away driving lanes. We've got to counter that by getting him inside isolated and by knocking down some shots with our other guys that have been perimeter players all year.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
I want to take this opportunity to let our listeners know, remind you about the annual Redout Night here at John Thiel Gymnasium to commemorate. It's a fundraiser for heart disease awareness, and it's part of the Galesburg High School wrestling program and done in memory of former Silver Streak wrestling star and coach John Chapman. That'll be January 21st, a week from tonight, the Redout Night here at John Thiel Gymnasium to commemorate John Chapman and raise money for heart awareness and the heart disease awareness. So be sure to come out for that a week from tonight. Silver Streaks will have the ball to begin the second half here, trailing Morton 22-18. Eric Price up top along with Mylan. Jalen down low, goes up for the shot, gets fouled. So Streaks immediately find Jalen in much better position, I might add, on the floor. And Jalen going to try to make it happen from the free throw line. So not the way that he was hoping to do it. But you know what? You score 1,000 points in your career. That's a pretty incredible accomplishment, no matter how you look at it. And you take it any way you can get it. So maybe a free throw isn't the most exciting way to do it. But he's going to have two opportunities to do it here for his 1,000th point. And it's almost dead silent at John Thiel Gym. The free throw up and off the rim. I got to believe he's feeling this.
Certainly. I mean, when a young man is going to score his 1,000th point in high school and with a tradition like this, you're right.
Second one up and in. And there it is. And the student section celebrates. 1,000 career points for Jalen McCants. But the business at hand. The Silver Streaks trail by three. Morton's first possession. The foul, by the way. Here's a steal. Outlet to Eric. Goes around his man. Layup up and in. And the Streaks are within one. Coming out with a burst of energy to begin the third quarter.
And I think you'll see a ball club here that will have lots of energy here.
Alex Egyptiaka working against Gudeman. Cut off, driving in from the outside. Down to the low blocks. Pulls it back out. Caleb Meadows picking up the defensive intent of the city on Stefan, driving into the lane, and a hand check foul called on Caleb. That was a tough foul, his first. 7:13 to go in the half.
We've had a tough time staying ahead of the ball. In other words, the direction the man's driving, get ahead of him on that, and we're fouling as a result.
Bounce pass on the inbound into the hands of Stefan. On the wing, pulls it back up top to Durbin, working his way left to right, works around a screen. Price fights through it. Durbin still with the dribble out high. Now up top it goes to Gudeman. He's going to shoot the long three off the rim. Rebound Jalen. Streaks looking for their first lead of the game, down one.
Great
Jalen. Bounce pass. Alex up and in. What a feed from the outside by McCants. And the Streaks have their first lead of the game. 23-22. A little 5-0 burst to start the second half for the Silver Streaks. Lob, a bounce on a steal. McCants knocks it loose. Mylan, left side McCants, drives baseline. Two-handed jam! And a foul!
Great shot fake by Jalen. He saw that opening there and just finished with a thunderous dunk there.
Timeout, Morton. A 30-second timeout. The foul on Riley Richards. And this place is electric right now.
Great start to the second half. Came out with that spark we needed. And, you know, Coach Hart had the ball club. And then they're talking about Jalen's 1,000th point.
Yep.
And getting a special recognition from this very nice Tuesday night crowd.
So Jeff Lamb made the announcement during this 30-second timeout. But again, more important here, really, is the business at hand. As much as that's impressive, how about the Streaks coming out with a 7-0 run and a free throw coming to make it 8 in only a minute and a half here in the third quarter?
Yeah, and as I was saying, Coach Hart was in there a long time with him. He's a man of few words, and I think he had a few there. And these kids have come out ready to play.
Jalen with a miss. Eric with the offensive rebound. Misses the putback, and then he gets fouled in the second opportunity. And now the rebounding's starting to pick up here.
Yeah, great job by Eric there on the free throw of sliding down low, garnering that miss there and getting an opportunity and fouled.
Two quick fouls called on Riley Richards. Now Price will go to the free throw line. He's at under 65% in the season, but a lot of that is because of what happened down at the Taylorville tournament. Eric went into that tournament shooting over 90%, and I think he only shot 21% from the free throw line at the Taylorville tournament. So a lot of times we tend to see people shoot very well down there, but that wasn't the case for Eric.
And both Eric and Dre tonight, the dribble at the line is almost like a waggle in golf. It gets you rhythm and moving, and both of them have been very good with that tonight.
Eric makes both free throws. Bounce pass knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Silver Streak. So Galesburg on a 9-0 run to start the third quarter here, and now lead by five. Their biggest deficit in the first half was six, and they trailed the entire first half. And in a minute and a half, they turned that game around into the lead. Here's a three by Gudeman, in and out. McCants went under the rebound, but recovered for the block. Rebound Meadows into the front court. Feeds it to Milan, too hard, and the Streaks dribble it out of bounds.
And that's one of those turnovers. You don't like any turnovers, but you'll take that one there. They're trying to be aggressive. They got up the floor in transition. Just couldn't handle the pass there.
I've got Morton with two turnovers and 0 for 3 shooting here to start the third quarter as the Streaks have turned it into a five-point lead now.
And have some doubt on their faces.
Dribble out high. Stephen cut off by Meadows in the lane. Streaks try to trap. He bounces out of it to the baseline. Gudeman drive, trying to get around Egyptiaco. Feeds it to Getz up top. Now to the left side, Durbin has it knocked away by Alex. Kyler with a steal. Jalen lost it on the way up. He was thinking jam, and Morton with a nice defensive play by Rice Brown reached in, knocked it loose, and the Streaks will have to inbound it.
Excellent play there by Brown to get his hand in there, or that was going to be another thunder dunk.
Excellent play by Alex down here on this end to create that steal, too, and get the Streaks out in transition. Good defensive end on both plays. Now a bounce pass on the inbound, and trying to control the bounce pass was Alex Egyptiaco under the lane. He got pushed from behind. And the foul called against Oliver Stephen is second. 14 fouls on Morton.
Good cut by Alex there.
On the outside, Meadows puts the ball on the floor. Cut off, shovels it back out to Price. Eric squares up for three. Drives into the lane. Off balance, just throws it toward the basket. Missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. Call that a shot or a turnover. I guess it's a missed shot.
It was a wild missed shot there.
That was a lot of
Eric, I think, just lost track of where he was there and lost his presence where he was near the basket.
2.5 minutes gone, third quarter. Silver Streaks lead by five, 27-22. Into the front court. Stephen took it all the way. Pull up in the lane, but he missed it. Getz on the offside rebound, puts it back up and in. Again, got that penetration in close to the basket. That allowed Morton to get the offensive rebound after the miss. They're down three. Meadows on the right wing, dribbling left toward the top of the arc, gives it off to Price. The lane is open if Eric can get around his man, but he backs it up toward half court instead. Jalen setting a screen out high. Price goes around it to the left side, pulls up, up top, it goes to Milan. Tries to bounce it into the lane. Morton with a kick, and the Streaks will inbound from the right sideline.
And we're running Jalen down into the low post a little bit more here in the second half and trying to get him touches inside. And so far that's been effective, either him going to the basket or be able to go inside, outside to one of our shooters. Much more effective here in the second half on our offense.
Price on the outside on the right elbow. Steps back, now drives into the lane, blocked by Morton. Durbin comes down with his fifth rebound. Here's Morton in transition, and a block on the other end by Dre Egyptiaco, and they call a foul on Dre. Well, from up here, I didn't see any contact. I thought we had a pretty good look at it, but
like
I'm not the official.
He made a good block there. This has been a well-officiated ball game here. These three have done a great job here, and a fine call there, even though it looked like we couldn't see it there, but he must have saw some contact.
To the free throw line, rattling it through. Brown, his first point of the second half. He's got seven for the game. Pulls the Potters back within two now at 27-25. Second one off the mark, but the rebound tipped back to him. Drives in from the right side. Shot misses off the rim, and there's Getz with another offensive putback. And the Streaks continue to get beat badly on the boards.
And that right now is keeping Morton in the ball game. They are relentless on the offensive glass with their second and third chance opportunities.
Ties the game at 27 as we approach the halfway point of quarter number three. Meadows to the left side, high post cut off. Out to Milan for three. That one's good, and the streak's back on top by three. Five in the game for Riley Milan. Good rhythm by Riley on that shot. Knocked it down.
Good set by the Streaks to run him to get a screen.
Streaks lead 30-27. On the right wing it goes. Durbin pulls it back out. Swinging around back up top to Stefan on the left side of the arc. Works his way up toward the line. Step back, dribble drive into the lane, kicks it out. Now down to the right side it goes to Brown. Backing his way in, skip pass to the left side. Here's Everding posting up Harden. Cut off. Good defense by Mark. Out to Getz for three. Off the front rim. McCants with his fifth rebound. Streaks in transition. Pushing it. Bounce pass to the left side and a foul called on Morton on a reach. That'll be the fifth team foul on the Potters. So the Streaks have picked up the tempo of this game. They got Morton backpedaling a little bit, but the Potters hanging in there down three, but five team fouls now. Third of the game on Bryce Brown.
And that had to be one of the goals of the Streaks, to speed the game up and make it a full court game here, and we've done that thus far.
30-27 Silver Streaks. Galesburg with the ball. Under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Price on the outside, right wing McCants swings the ball down low, spin move to the right side, soft bank pass up and in. He's
good
got
defense
five
there, and you just can't defend that quick move and that spin move.
It's that soft little bank shot off the rim from the right side or off the backboard. He's got 5.5, 12 for the game. Here's a juggled pass, Price nearly knocked it loose, and a technical foul called on Eric Price as Morton was able to hang on to the ball, batting the ball out to Everding, and I think they got Eric for talking too much out on the wing. So that is his third personal foul, and Morton will get a couple of free throws in the ball here. There was no action at all when they called that technical foul on Eric.
In fact, he must have been talking there
right
in front of the official there, and not something that Eric that you want to have done. That hurts your ball club.
He almost got the steal away from Durbin as Gudeman goes to the line and knocks down the first free throw. Durbin juggled the ball. Eric reached in, tried to knock it loose. Durbin was able to bat the ball out to Everding, and there was good 3 feet of space between Price and Durbin after that ball got batted out, and that's when the official blew the whistle and stepped in. So clearly that had to be something said. Gudeman knocks down both free throws. Morton back within three with the ball here under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Everding on the outside. To the left wing it goes to Gudeman. Puts the ball on the floor. Egyptiaco cuts him off on the baseline, pulls it back out to Getz. Getz guarded by Milan. Working his way left to right, now into the right corner it goes. Pull up three by Gudeman off the front of the rim. Rebound in traffic goes to Jalen McCants. Wins the battle there. Jalen into the front court. To the right side in open space. Fires it into the right corner. Now out to Riley. Another three. Good again. Riley making a play for Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks with their biggest lead at six.
He's got his stroke going.
He's got six of the last eight for Galesburg with 2:15 to go in the quarter. Now backing his way in, gets on Riley, shoots over him. Good tough shot in the lane, puts it up and in.
Nice little old-fashioned back-to-your-basket turnaround jump shot from the low post.
Getz with six in the quarter, eight for the game. Here's Dre into the lane. Had the ball knocked loose. And a steal by Gudeman as the ball finds its way to him in traffic. Dre maybe trying to do a little bit too much there. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Streak's lead is four. Morton with the ball. Stefan out high. Working his way to the right side. Getz has it now where the volleyball lines come together. At the free throw line, Riley Richards. Now under the right wing, it's Gudeman, pulls it back out. Here's Everding with it on the outside. Tapped away, tried to get it to Getz on the wing. Batted away from the backside by Milan out of bounds.
And they're continuing to work deliberately in the half court there to shorten the game again and get a good shot, see if they can catch us asleep, give up a driving lane.
Streaks assistant Chad Thompson and head coach Ryan Hart both commenting how effective and good Morton is when in the half-court offense. And they've shown that here tonight. Led the entire first half, trailing by four here. Bounce pass down low to Getz. Poked away by Milan again, but Getz gets to it. Trapped on the baseline, lost it out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks. And they'll inbound again, this time from the left of the backboard. It'll be Richards who will pull the trigger. Face guarded by McCants. Bounce pass on the inside. Dre lost his man, Stefan, going down the lane. And Dre fouled him, coming in too late. Stefan will go to the line shooting two.
And saved an easy basket there. He just got lost there and was able to recover and at least foul him. So it wasn't an easy basket.
Streaks continue to get beat on those cuts to the basket from time to time. Stefan knocks down the first free throw. 35-32. Galesburg's lead is three. Gets a second one. That's off the back iron. Rebound, McCants had a hand on it, but it's Richards who wins the battle. Throws it behind Everding. Streaks with a steal into the front court, and they throw it away, and Morton catches up to it, getting back to play defense. So another crack at it for the Potters. With under a minute to go in the third quarter, trailing by three now with a chance to tie it up here. Neither team has shot threes particularly well in this game. Milan's hit a couple of big ones here in the third quarter for the Streaks. And an illegal screen set by Getz as Alex Egyptiaco tried to get around that screen. And Getz just stuck the hip out into him, floored Alex. And that'll be the 11th Morton turnover. They had only four, I guess they had six in the first half. So five here in the third quarter.
Good job there, Alex, getting on his hip and keeping his feet moving and picking up that charge there.
Down to 40 seconds to go. 35-32 is the Streaks' lead. McCants with a crossover dribble. Gets to the baseline, passes it away to Alex in the lane, back up top to McCants. Jalen will back it up into the midcourt circle with 30 seconds to go. Meadows, Milan, Harden, Alex, Andre Egyptiaco. As Jalen dribbles back and forth just inside the half court with 20 seconds to go. Getz comes out, puts a little token pressure just to get the official to count it. So Jalen passes it away to Milan and gets it right back with 12 seconds to go. Now Jalen puts a ball on the floor into the left circle. Works his way, crossover, up top, drives into the lane. Contact as he goes to the basket with 5 seconds and he'll shoot two free throws.
You couldn't have the ball in anyone better's hands there and his ability to create and get to the basket there. And again, there he drew the foul.
First foul of the game on Grant Gudeman and the seventh on Morton. So the Streaks will have an opportunity to shoot free throws the entire fourth quarter as Jalen shoots two here with 5 seconds to go.
Excellent point.
Streaks leading by three. First one by McCants, up and in. That last free throw he shot earlier did not look good. That one looked much better. He missed it to the right. That free throw he missed the last one.
Yeah, it seemed like he was almost wishing that in, and I think he understood where he stood with his point total. Much better there, good rhythm.
Six in the quarter, 13 for the game for McCants. Streaks lead is four, 5 seconds to play. Second free throw coming for McCants. At the free throw line, up and in.
Streaks need to get back here, there's time for Morton.
5 seconds, they can take it the length of the court in plenty of time. Inbound to Durbin, the three-point shooter to the right side, goes to the left, top of the arc, and lost track of the time. Streaks covered him up at the top of the arc. Durbin didn't know what to do, and they couldn't get off a final shot. 37-32, Streaks after three now. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3 quarters gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer. Morton Potters with the ball, trailing the Silver Streaks. 37-32 as we enter the final quarter.
A dribble drive from up top. Good defense by the Streaks to cut off Gudeman. He reverses out to Getz, who misses the three. Rebound chased down by Alex Egyptiaco. Steve and I just commenting during the break there how badly the Streaks are getting out-rebounded in this game. Here's Jalen in the game inside the free throw line. Kicks it out to Alex on the left wing. Now leaves it off to Dre. Passes up the three. And Alex gives it right back to Dre on the wing. Dre will work his way out to the elbow. Bounce pass into Alex. Spin move in. Cut off. Man falls down, but Alex couldn't knock down the shot. And Getz gets his fifth rebound for the Potters. Silver Streaks lead by 5, 37-32. Dribble drive. Pull up baseline. Missed badly by Stefan. McCants with his eighth rebound for the Silver Streaks. Jalen in the open court. Shakes his man on the outside. Up with the left hand. And an offensive foul called on McCants as Gudeman got back to draw the charge. Shot didn't go in anyway. So with a minute into the second quarter, fourth quarter rather, both teams scoreless. First foul of the game on McCants, and the Silver Streaks continue to lead by five.
Good defensive player play by Morton there, stepping up and taking that charge. As they've seen now, Jalen going to the basket the last three or four possessions.
Streaks full court pressure. Meadows back into the game. Morton breaks it. Stefan into the front court. Drives left to right through the lane and pulls it back out. Continuing to stick with the game plan, trailing by five here. They can be patient. They can't afford to fall much farther behind, though. And running the half-court set. Good feed under the right side. Brown, I think, got intimidated by the fact that McCants was there, but the rebound came right back to him, and he put it up and in anyway. Morton within three, 37-34. Minute and a half gone in the fourth quarter. McCants the leading scorer for the Streaks, the only player in the game with double figures with 14. Has it now, right of the arc, reverses back behind into Meadows, who's scoreless in this game. Now Dre found an opening, drives, scoops it up with the left hand, and it rolls around and drops through.
Great body control, used his body as a shield there and was able to get it to go down.
Nobody came over to cut him off. As he found an opening in the lane, they didn't try to draw the charge. Now an open three by Durbin from the corner, missed. His first shot attempt of the second half. Dre with a rebound into the front court. Right side Meadows goes down to the baseline. Pulls it back out to McCants up top. Right side Dre. Head and shoulder fake. Passes it up. Now Jalen will shoot the three top of the arc. Off the mark. Riley with the offensive rebound. Put back. Missed it. There's Dre with the up and in.
Good follow there.
Good to see the Streaks get some offensive rebounds. Not that I want them to miss, but good to see them get some offensive rebounds and get another opportunity. They got their biggest lead of the game now at 41-34. In the lane, Gudeman juggled the ball. I think that altered his shot. He came up off the back iron, and Riley Milan with a rebound. McCants to the right side, Meadows. Behind the back with a dribble. Into the lane. Leaves it off underneath and a miss by Dre. Threw it over the rim. Comes up holding the back of his head, and Morton comes out with a rebound.
Great pass, just couldn't finish.
Eight rebounds in the game for Bryce Brown for the Potters. Under five to play, 7-point Galesburg lead, 41-34. Hasn't been the prettiest game here tonight, certainly from the Silver Streaks' perspective. Getz almost lost the handle on it, just kind of hung the ball out there. Dre couldn't steal it away. Now Durbin in the lane with the up and under. Shot rolls off the rim. McCants with a rebound. Three guys around him, and now finally a reach foul called on Josiah Getz. Looked like there were hand checks all over the place. And finally, as Jalen tried to finally dribble out of the pressure, Getz just reached in and fouled in his third. And will walk it to the other end. McCants will shoot a 1-1.
And a 7-point lead in this kind of ball game here is a wide lead here when you're talking about these kinds of lengths and possessions here. So if we can continue to add on from the foul line here, going to be tough for Morton to come back.
Had the Potters shooting 1 out of 7 in this fourth quarter.
Yes, not good.
Tough to come back. Ooh, in and out on the rebound free throw, and the rebound gets batted all the way out to the sideline where Riley Milan picks it up off the floor. Tough free throw by McCants. That thing did everything but drop through the bottom of the net. But they get another chance. Here's an opening, and Jalen went up for the dunk, and he lost the handle on it on the way up and somehow managed to hang on to the ball enough to lay it in. And now the Streaks trying to force a full-court turnover. Meadows gets away with a bump in the backcourt. Stefan almost traveled in the lane. Now Everding bumped, missed a shot. Contact all over the place,
And Milan controls the rebound for the Silver Streaks.
And we really have them sped up here. They're really having a tough time in the offensive end.
Three by Meadows, way off the mark. Nice. Way off the mark. Gudeman with a rebound, his first for the Potters.
And that's one of those I think Kyla would like to have back there within the framework of a game. This game.
Timeout Morton, 3:43 to go. Silver Streaks lead is 9, a full timeout by the Potters. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He's digressed a little.
We'll keep it here, 3:43 to go in the game. Lots of threes and fours on the board right now. The good news for the Silver Streaks is it's 43-34 in their favor. After a first half that the Potters led from start to finish, the Silver Streaks came out in the second half. And in the first minute of the half of the third quarter, went on a 7-0 run. Built the lead to 27-22, so it ended up with a 9-0 run to start the second half, and now Galesburg has led the entire second half, built the lead to 9 to 43-34, and Morton, I know why they're calling timeout here. They got to reset, get back into the game plan here. They can't be too deliberate with 3:43 to go, but that's what they've got to do to try to hang into this game. What do you think's in the Galesburg timeout? How does Ryan Hart take advantage of that?
The Galesburg needs to continue to pressure without fouling, run offense down there, and continue to be aggressive without fouling as well.
Well, and I think you can do that because we've seen a lot of contact here in this fourth quarter that the officials haven't blown the whistle on, so go ahead and be as aggressive as you possibly can.
Our defense has been really good.
And here's another steal by the Silver Streaks, this time picked off by McCants. And he'll slow things down and bring it into the front court. McCants up top, looking for an opening in the lane. Passes it left side over to Egyptiaco. Entry pass to Eric on the low blocks. Tries a spin move, fade away, 10 feet away, banks it through.
Tough shot there, turned an awkward way and still was able to make that short-range jump shot there.
Silver Streaks looked very much in control in that offensive set, didn't they?
Yeah.
Here's a dribble drive in the lane to the basket. Bryce Brown can't hit the runner. Dre Egyptiaco with a rebound into the front court. Alex firing it into the lane. Riley steps right and then goes to the left side. Lost the handle on the ball up. Went over the rim to Brown on the weak side. Another good find by the Silver Streaks. Another good opportunity, but they couldn't finish it off. Now Gudeman for three. Missed another one. Rebound tip from Milan to Alex Egyptiaco. Jalen, there's the two-handed jam he was looking for. Streaks got it into the front court on that three-point miss and finally got the electrifying basket that this crowd has been waiting for.
And did a great job of getting the ball off the glass and getting up the floor.
A three at the other end, and Stefan knocks it down, and Morton calls timeout. The lead got up to 13. It's back to 10 now at 47-37 with 2:13 to go in the ball game.
And that's their first made three, Brad, of the second half.
And only their second of the whole game, I believe. So we'll take a timeout here with the Silver Streaks leading by 10. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Bored at your current job, or maybe you need another part-time position to help make ends meet. See a list of current local job openings right now at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll find positions in sales, residential assistance, manufacturing, and more. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
47-37, Silver Streaks leading the Morton Potters. 2:13 to go in the game. And coming out of a full Potter timeout, they have one timeout remaining. 8 team fouls, only 5 on the Silver Streak. So everything favoring Galesburg on the scoreboard right now with a 10-point lead and 2:13 to play. Morton's going to put on full court pressure here. The Egyptiaco brothers, Milan, McCants, and Price on the inbound to Riley. And a very quick foul called on Seth Glatz. A sophomore checked into the game. The bounce pass into Riley. Riley really initiated the contact. He leaned back pretty hard into Glatz, who came over to front him. I mean, I wouldn't have been entirely surprised if the officials had called an offensive foul on that one. But Riley will go to the other line and shoot a 1-1 here on the ninth Morton team foul, their final one to give here before going into the double bonus.
And Morton's in the offense to defense and vice versa substitution pattern here.
Milan. Shot rolled around, but somehow the rebound found its way to McCants, who couldn't hit the follow shot. And the 10th rebound of the game for Bryce Brown for Morton. And it's Eric Price who hits the deck underneath, trying to get the ball away from Brown. And he's slow to get up. And he picked up his fourth foul in the process, too.
Looks like Eric, he hit his elbow a little bit there, Eric, but he's shaking it off.
I think it hurt him pretty bad. He slammed the floor pretty hard down there. I think it was probably frustration of maybe giving up that rebound. And sometimes when it hurts that bad, sometimes you just got to kind of pound the wall, pound the padding on the wall, or hit the floor in that case out of frustration. Morton breaks the press, down 10, the drive, and the miss by Durbin, and a hand on the rim. It's Eric Price who comes out with a rebound. In the front court, behind the back, had it poked away, and Morton gets the steal. So they miss the running layup, but now have the ball back, still down 10, a three by Durbin, well short, and Price covers up the rebound for the Silver Streaks with a minute 44 to go. McCants trapped in the backcourt, the pressure into the front court to Milan. Riley to the right side, now he'll back it back up and get it back up top to McCants with a minute 30 to go in the game, and the Streaks have spread the floor and look now to just control the ball, run clock as long as Morton is going to let them do it. Price on the dribble, down to a minute 20 to go. 47-37, Silver Streaks looking for their 11th consecutive win, and Price drives it in from the right side and flips it up and in with a left hand. There is, like, no Morton defense on that one. In the lane, Brown nearly has it stolen away from the backside, but Alex called for a reach foul instead, the first of the game on Egyptiaco.
I thought Morton, in the situation they were in, would continue to try to apply pressure, go for a steal, maybe get an interception, and then foul. But it's almost like they called off the dogs there in that last half-court possession.
They have only 5 points in this quarter. They trailed by five coming into the fourth quarter. But they have hit, I have them 2 out of 12, 4 or 5, and I think I might have missed a shot. Do you have 2 out of 13? Either
yes.
way,
yes.
they
two
haven't shot the ball as well as they needed to.
No, not at all. And credit our defense as well, and we've sped them up here today in this quarter.
So with 64 seconds to go in the game, Gelsberg with a 12-point lead to the free throw line. Bryce Brown knocks down the first one after the foul on Egyptiaco. Pretty quietly, he's really had a very solid game with a double-double. 10 points, 10 rebounds now for Bryce Brown for the Morton Bodders. And he knocks down both free throws. Something Matt Franks was talking about in the pregame with you about the balanced scoring that he's got from guys this year. Nobody's going to light it up, but everybody's contributed is basically what it's come down to.
And they played very well here tonight for a great deal of the ballgame.
10-point Gelsberg lead, under a minute to play. Dre Egyptiaco, Eric Price, here comes the trap. Needs to pass out of it. Does, finds Milan open in the lane. Pump fakes, shovels it out.
Good decision by Riley there.
Yep. And Kyla passed up to three to run some more clock here with 40 seconds to go. McCants in the midcourt circle gets grabbed from the backside. That'll be the third foul of the game on Oliver Steffen. And McCants will go to the line, shooting two free throws here.
I guess I'm not quite sure of why you let the clock run that length and then finally foul after a possession of almost 20 seconds before you did foul.
McCants is just 3 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Not his best night shooting from there, as he came into the game at just about 75%. Hits the first one there.
And this is going to be a hard-fought victory here tonight. We weren't at our best. Our opponent played very well and did some things against us, but we've gutted it out and grinded it out here to get a win.
Second free throw by Jalen is off the back iron. He's got 12 points in the quarter, 19 for the game to lead the Silver Streaks. The rebound by Gudeman for Morton. drives around McCants in from the right side, and Morton will use its final timeout, cutting the lead to 50-41 with 31 seconds to go. All right, we saw Eddie Matthews here, head coach of Limestone. That's a team, the Silver Streaks. Of course, he's doing double duty here because he gets to scout an opponent in his conference in the Morton Potters, and then the Silver Streaks are going to play Limestone in the last regular season game on a Tuesday night in February. But if you're Tom Siegel, and I didn't see Coach Siegel here tonight, but he may have been. I didn't exactly scour the crowd for him. And you were making the point earlier. We were talking about it off air. You don't have to travel as much to scout teams anymore. There's so much video available. But anything you can use, you think, in this game, if you're the Rock Island head coach, in terms of preparing to do battle against the Silver Streaks Friday night?
And again, what you really try to compile is tendencies from watching them in a number of situations. And tonight was a little bit of an aberration. You know, we've played very, very well. But again, when we've had issues earlier in the year, was because we struggle maybe to guard long possessions or against the zone, lose some rhythm, don't get the ball moving, get touches from side to side and inside out. We corrected that there in the second half and sped the game up and did some of those things. But I think that's what you'd look for, to see those tendencies and force them to do things to beat you in that way. And again, like Bill Belichick said, take away the best player. You got to try to some way or the other, you know, try to control Jalen.
And Rock Island has the personnel to do that, probably more than anybody we've seen up to this point. A reach foul in the backcourt, the fourth foul on Oliver Steffen. So Morton allows the Streaks to take only 2 seconds off the clock. 29 seconds to go, and Dre Egyptiaco will shoot two free throws here in the double bonus with 29 seconds to play, trying to make it a four-possession game, and the first free throw off the back iron. Streaks' lead is 9 with one more coming. And some offense for defense substitutions here by the Potters. Head coach Matt Franks puts 3 players in, including Gudeman, Getz, and Steffen back in, along with Brown and Durbin, should Egyptiaco miss the second one, which he does. So still a 3-possession game. Rebound by Getz. Morton needs to score very quickly here. Here's a 3 off the mark by Gudeman. Offensive rebound. Getz puts it up and in with the right hand, but they're out of timeouts. So the Streaks can take a little bit of time getting it inbound. Milan gets it into Price. And a push in the backcourt on Durbin. Called for his second. Stops the clock with 12 and a half seconds to go. And a 7-point Galesburg lead with Price going to the line shooting 2 now.
Yeah, this last minute plus has befuddled me a little bit, because it's a 3-possession game. But with some more pressure and a foul here or there and force us to make free throws and we miss, they really have a chance to make this lead a tenuous one.
Price knocks down the first free throw. 8-point Galesburg lead. Yeah, alluding to a possession they had with about 2 minutes to go where they let the Streaks just kind of pass the ball around, and Jalen was standing there just dribbling. They weren't putting any pressure on him. Price makes the misses the second free throw. Morton with a fake 3. Now Gudeman steps left, puts it up, rims in and out. Battle for the rebound. Milan controls, and that will finally do it. 51-43, Silver Streaks win it tonight. Their 11th victory in a row to go to 16-2 on the season. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Normally, car buying is a headache, but Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, explains how he and his crew do things differently. A lot differently.
You're going to steer the ship, and you're not going to have to do anything you don't want to do, look at anything you don't want to look at, or be told anything you don't want to hear. We're just going to give it to you straight, very transparently, with everything in black and white on a piece of paper, no tricks, no three-card Monte shell games. It's all going to be very easy to deal with, and at the end, you're going to feel comfortable with that.
Easy, comfortable, and dare we say fun. It's a different kind of car buying experience. See for yourself at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Time to bring it inside.
Into the
time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you that the Galesburg Knights of Columbus hosts an annual free throw contest. Boys and girls aged 9 to 14 are invited to take part Saturday, January 18th at the Costa Catholic Academy Gym. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved, invested, and connected to the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast calling for increasing clouds tonight. Slight chance of rain, maybe some freezing rain overnight tonight, a low near 29. Cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers before noon, a high near 44. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low near 13. And mostly sunny on Thursday with a high near 25. Thursday night, mostly cloudy and a low near 17. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 28 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. WGIL.
The final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
51-43, Silver Streaks win it here tonight over the Morton Potters. Again, Galesburg has now won 11 in a row to go to 16-2 on the season. Morton for the season drops to 10-10. We'll talk with head coach Ryan Hart as part of our post game here. And what's your takeaway here tonight, Steve? It's hard to be discouraged when you've won 11 games in a row and Streaks have it going so well. But I guess the Streaks have been playing so well, you just sort of expect it to happen all the time. But this is not high school basketball. These are kids we're talking about. Even in the pros, sometimes you just have a game that just doesn't seem to match up to the standard. So I guess I don't walk away here feeling that there's necessarily anything to be really concerned about. Do you?
I'm not concerned in any way, Brad. Those are all excellent points. I think that Morton came in with an outstanding game plan. They executed it for the most part, certainly for a half and at times in the second half. And when that occurs, it's difficult to be effective against that kind of ball club. We did the things that we needed to do in terms of speeding the game up, executing when we needed to, making good decisions when we needed to in the second half, and come away with a hard-fought victory. You're going to have these kinds of games during the year. I don't think that I saw any trends here that are real ones that you want to pay attention to, you're concerned about. I know that Coach Hart will still be very concerned about two things defensively. We still give up too many dribble drives, and we did not rebound very well. We allowed them to get second-chance points. But other than that, you know, we did the things here tonight to get a W. Good teams win this kind of game. Teams that struggle lose these kinds of games. So that's all good in terms of the positive. And now a couple of days practice and get ready for Friday night and get back on the horse and do the things that we're doing. It'll be much more of an up-tempo kind of game that suits us for certain.
Now, we should point out it is Pink Out Night, so the big benefit for the Jason Gray Cancer Awareness Fundraiser coming up on Friday night with Rock Island in town, and as we alluded to earlier in the game between probably the top two teams in the conference, even though it doesn't shake out right now in the Western Big Six that way. By the end of the season, that's what it very well may end up look like. But here tonight, Silver Streaks win it 51-43 over the Morton Potters. Head coach Ryan Hart joining us now. And coach, as Steve and I were just talking about, it's maybe easy to get discouraged when you see a game that's not up to the par of the way that this team has been playing. I don't know that big picture there's anything to be concerned about, but what are your thoughts coming into the game here tonight in terms of how the team sort of at least persevered, turned things around in the second half?
We had enough guys in the second half step up and play the way we need people to play all the time. And as I told him in the locker room after the game, I'm like, we can't have two or three guys do it sporadically. We have to have all five guys do it all the time. And, I mean, it's just one of those deals tonight where they do the right things, they say the right things, but if you don't have the mindset that you're going to have a dogfight on your hands when you come in, I mean, you're going to have lulls in your game. And we had one tonight. And it wasn't all bad. I mean, they're better than their record proves.
Right.
And I can see why their record is the way it is now, because all the film we had on them, they didn't have the big kid, the redheaded kid inside, and he makes them a whole heck of a lot better. So you get him in there, and now you're dealing with your top five guys instead of rolling with the sixth, seventh, and eighth guy. I mean, that makes a huge difference. And it gives them a lot more size. So we had to move our matchups around a little bit. But, I mean, other than that, again, we made plays down the stretch. We got things to work on, but we got the win tonight. And, I mean, we're going to have to move forward and be ready for Friday night.
Yeah. And that's the way we felt, too. I mean, this is just one of those games. They make you play that way. And as you said, they're much better than their record indicated. And they played very, very well for a lot of the ball game tonight. What, as a coach, do you try to do when they've got a game going like this to get it going back the way you want to play it?
Well, shot way too many threes in that. We settled again. And that's a product of not being ready to play in a mindset. I mean, again, they did the right things in practice the last couple of days and shoot around or whatever, and they said the right thing. I mean, they looked like they were ready to go. It just, you can tell a little step here, a second there, an inch there, here and there. I mean, any given Sunday, the inches are everywhere. And we had a lot of them tonight. We had a couple guys with loose balls bouncing in front of them, which we have been doing a good job getting about the last month. When we ran our press, Kyle ran up to try to get the steal, missed it by half a step. Well, now they're 5-on-4 coming back the other way. And that's not how our press is set up. It's set up to get some traps and then get steals on the back end of it. So, I mean, we had that conversation. We gave up the sideline the next time we tried to press. I mean, but all in all, I mean, we still won. We still executed enough to where it put us in a position to be semi-comfortable with a minute or two to go, because we were up right around 10 to 12, 13 points right around there. But, I mean, again, we still need to be better.
There was a lot of buzz coming into this game about Jalen needing the 8 points to get to 1,000 for his career. Does that weigh? I mean, we're talking high school kids here. Is it difficult to keep them kind of focused in the right way and not let those things become too much of a distraction?
Well, I don't think it was really that big of a distraction. I think it was on everybody's minds. I mean, the student section had their 1,000 points back.
They were ready to go.
Ready to roll. So, I mean, everybody knew it was coming. Everybody thought it was going to be coming tonight. So, and it happened. But it's just one of those deals where, like, that's the first thing I address when we get in there. I'm like, congratulations, Jalen. I mean, 1,000 points is quite a bit of points for a high school basketball player.
Yeah. A lot more than I scored, by the way.
Yeah, me too, geez. So I said, now we got that out of the way. I mean, we can refocus. But, again, like I told him, I'm like, that was by far not the reason why we came out sluggish. We came out sluggish because the games that we watched on film didn't have the big redhead. I mean, we had other situations going on out there. And I mean, it was just one of those deals to where we didn't play as hard as we probably should have early and kept them in the game.
I want to ask you, and we don't get to talk a lot about individual players, but Jalen with his 1,000 points tonight, and I've watched him now for a number of years.
I'll tell you who saved us tonight. It was Riley Milan.
Yeah, and Riley, he made a couple shots.
Big threes.
And
yes.
Really did good things.
He made some threes. He got some rebounds. So
I think he's garnering some points for a little award we've got here later. But Jalen, Mike Reynolds, you, Steve Hawkins, Chad Thompson.
Garrett Williams, throw him
Garrett
in there, too.
Dalton Davis, yep. All those folks, all of you have done a great job with him, terrific job. What are things that you've seen him really take the next steps in to become this really elite player that he is?
Well, Brad and I talk about this in the pregame a lot about maturity and how everybody's progressing, and he's progressed by far the last 2 years. I mean, when he started for us, I think midway through sophomore year, or it was late sophomore year, whatever it was. I mean, he was very athletic and pretty skilled, but he just couldn't put them two together at the same time. I mean, he was skilled when he wasn't being athletic, and he was athletic when he wasn't being skilled. So the actual coordination and growing as a basketball player, he's grown so much in that aspect. I mean, because now he can be athletic and skilled at the same time, and he's playing with balance. He's playing with a lot more bounce, if you will, because now he can play above the rim a little bit. I mean, he can handle the ball. He made that one pass to, I think it was Alex underneath the rim. When he dribbled down, he knew what he wanted to do. He took one more dribble, looked away, and then he gave him a little no-look pass. And those are the plays that let you know that he's got it. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to do it, and he's putting it together now.
That's astute observations.
He's still only 17 years old,
yeah,
too.
Those are astute observations.
He's still young.
Really well said.
I did want to – you mentioned Riley. I didn't want to go away from that because – those two threes that he knocked down in the third quarter were big when he hit them. And then you're right, came up with some big rebounds in the fourth quarter, too.
Got a little reverse layup. He was in the right place at the right time that entire second.
Yeah, I missed that first three he shot. I was talking to Eric when we were over there on the sideline. So.
counseling, I understand.
So I had to ask. I'm like, who made that one? And they said Riley. And the next thing you know, he makes another one here a couple days later. And it was like, yep. And he got some rebounds. And he guarded Jaylen all fall and open gyms. So, I mean, that's a huge deal because he was on the best player in open gym going to the rim. I mean, athletic. Like we just talked about Jaylen and everything that he's got going on. And Riley was able to guard him consistently. I mean, not great, but, I mean, he got so much better playing defense this fall just by him and Jaylen going at each other day after day after day. So, I mean, we've saw this coming, and he's – head and shoulders above defensively where he was in the summertime. But, I mean, we always known he could shoot the ball. I mean, ever since he was freshman and sophomore, he could always put the ball in the basket. And he's pretty smooth with the ball, too. And, I mean, again, things work out well for us when everybody's playing good. And when we have everybody playing good, we're going to be pretty good. I mean, it's just one of those deals that we have to work every day to make sure we maintain that consistency.
And we'll need everyone to play well together on Friday night.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have Rocky on Friday. We have Danville Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the following Saturday, we just scheduled that game with Lincoln Park up at the Chicago War Shootout to make up for the St. Charles East game we got canceled. And they're, according to the Chicago rankings, 11th and 4A. So, I mean, we played them this summer, and they're they're pretty good, too. So, I mean, we got some games coming up. Not to overlook the other two teams we got in between, but – I mean, we have to keep the mindset that every game is going to be a challenge, and we have to grow each and every day in practice and each game we have to get to where we can beat teams like that.
But we're ready for this stretch. I mean, given everything we've been through, we probably really need these games coming up.
Bring them on.
And that's what I thought when I went and talked to Mr. Matthews here yesterday morning. I said, I think we're at the point now to where, like, a Lincoln Park is good for us. I mean, we've had a good stretch. We've been playing well. I'm like, let's see what we're made of.
All right, good enough. We'll enjoy these next couple days.
Congrats, Coach.
Get after it in practice, and let's go for 12 in a row Friday night. Pink out night,
too.
It is pink out now. Thank you.
That's a big one. All right, take a timeout here on the post game. Come back. Let's look at our final statistics and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it, 51-43. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for you. Your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 51-43 over the Morton Potters. Here's one other thought I want to throw out there about Jalen McCants. He got to do it at home. I think those kinds of, you know, sometimes just the luck of the draw is that you don't get to do those milestones. But to get to do it not only at home, but on that end of the court in front of the student section, what a special memory for a kid, you know, 10, 20, I don't know, when he's a grandparent telling his kids about scoring. You know, those are neat moments that you can kind of, that I don't know that you get in other aspects of basketball. In high school basketball, man, those are cool things.
Apropos, and in our student section, it's been terrific. And on a Tuesday night, we have a nice crowd in here, a cold January Tuesday night. And we had just a boisterous student section, and they got their 1,000-point cards up there. Again, a nice moment. You're exactly right, in Silver Streaks basketball history.
We're going to get a picture of that on our Twitter feed, at WGIL Sports. So look for that. We'll get that posted up there during the post game. Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's start off with the team numbers, partner.
Streaks, you know, we've talked about, we've been a good shooting ball club from the field all year. It wasn't very good for two-plus quarters or two quarters, but we rounded into form there and ended up 20 out of 43 for 46%. Not very good with the three ball tonight. A lot of those were early out of sync shots. 3 out of 13 for 23%. Morton, on the other hand, 16 out of 53 for 30. Really did a good job of, you know, we gave up some easy shots, but we also were really bothered them in terms of making them shoot under duress and shoot in a hurry. They were only 2 out of 15 for 13%, and they've got to be able to make a bunch more of that if they wanted to have a chance here tonight. Rebound-wise, we were way behind, made it very respectable at the end, 36-30. Morton out-rebounds us, one of the few times we've been out-rebounded all year. And again, a well-played, clean ball game, handling the ball tonight. They had 12 turnovers, and we only had 8.
Silver Streaks have not out-rebounded their opponent only 6 times in the 18 games. But and this is why we focus so much on rebounding. Streaks are 12-0 when they out-rebound their opponent. So in a game like tonight, when a team out-rebounds, and a team that we feel like physically we have an advantage on, it just seems to sort of stand out even more, I think, when they've been so good on the boards throughout the year.
You know, and that's exactly right, Brad. I know, starting with my dad, the Morgans, and just listen to enough people that know what they're doing and see with the eye test, that's a stat that it'll lie like all stats every once in a while, but it's the one that usually stands out. You win that rebound war, you're the team that's going to win games, and that, what you just mentioned, proves that point.
Can I double-check my numbers in the fourth quarter? Did you have the Streaks shooting 6 out of something or 7?
I thought we were 7. Is that what you said? Or I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6
okay.
out of 14.
Okay. I thought, I gave someone, my numbers weren't adding
yeah,
up.
Yeah, 6 so out of 14, I see. Couldn't see that one. I saw too many circles there, yes. So 6 out of 14. And it was one of those games that was harder to keep our stats here tonight.
All right, so the Silver Streaks win it here, 51-43. Individual score. Oh, I didn't mention free throws. Galesburg. And I guess here's another reason why I think maybe we feel a little uneasy that, you know, this wasn't like, you know, sort of that really good win. Only 2 out of 8 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. That's got to get better in crunch time.
Yes.
So Morton finished 9 out of 11 from the free throw line, Streaks 10 out of 18 overall for the game. Morton had 3 players in double figures. Bryce Brown, a double-double, 11 points, 10 rebounds. Josiah Getz and Grant Goodeman each had 10. Bo Durbin had 6, Oliver Stephan 4, and Riley Richards had 2. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants led the way with 19 tonight. Again, he scored his 1,000th point. Eric Price finished in double figures with 11. Riley Milan had 8, Dre Egyptiaco 6, Alex Egyptiaco 4, and Caleb Meadows had 1. Oh, DeMarco Harden had 2. Caleb Meadows had 1 for the Silver Streaks, who win at 51-43. Final thoughts on our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
It's easy.
easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Congratulations to Valerie Ricketts of Galesburg, who was spotted wearing a blue WGIL button and won $50. To find out how you can win cash, go to WGIL.com.
Final score and final thoughts from John Thiel Gymnasium. Streaks win at 51-43 over the Morton Potters. Final order of business is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, which Coach Ryan Hart kind of gave it away on the one hand. But on the other hand, when the head coach is commenting and saying the things that we were thinking, it's, you know, it makes it an even easier choice and know that we were right on the mark on this one, I think.
Yeah, I think we all felt the same way. We watched Riley Milan there in the third period and make a number of key shots. Be in position rebounding-wise and secure a number of important rebounds, get a layup at a critical time, just moved without the ball, had a lot of energy, and all of those things lead us to him being our obvious choice tonight as Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Riley Milan.
Back-to-back three-pointers in the third quarter when the Silver Streaks went on that little run to take the lead and build the lead in the second half. And then, as I was mentioning to Steve, Riley had five rebounds in the fourth quarter. He was the second leading rebounder for the Silver Streaks tonight. So on a night when Jalen McCann scores his 1,000th career point and the Silver Streaks win their 11th straight win, we move into Friday night, which is a pretty big night just because of the opponent, obviously, with Rock Island coming into town. And again, these are the two teams that figure to be right at the top of the Western Big Six, so it's important from that standpoint. But it's pretty darn important for one other point, too, that we want to finish up with here.
You know, big-time showdown, Western Big Six game, you're right. Hope a big crowd comes out, but it's also really important because of it's Jason Gray night, Pink Out night. Coach Gray started here with Coach Reynolds, did a fantastic job, was all about kids, did that through a horrific illness and then passed away the spring after the season. Just a wonderful gentleman, a great family. Left a great legacy, and Coach Reynolds started that to honor him, and it's just been a really important part of our program here for the last, whatever it's been, 11 years, I guess it is, the 11th year, I'm not sure exactly.
Hard to believe.
But just a really important night, and one to honor Coach Gray and the awareness of cancer and what a terrible disease it is. So it's a big night for that and a big night for the Streaks against Rock Island.
And visiting with assistant coach Chad Thompson here tonight, I know he was really excited about the number of T-shirt sales that they had already been able to sell just here at the high school alone, and it'll be exciting to hear that number, however much they've raised this year. It sounds like it'll be a good one this year.
Well, it's been a good number over the years with the amount of T-shirts and the amount of money that's been raised and to help out and with the Gray family and with cancer donations. Have really been an important thing.
And I want to close out one more thought on that note. Right here on this floor next Tuesday night is Redout Night with the wrestling program to honor, of course, former Silver Streaks wrestler and coach John Chapman, and to raise money for heart disease awareness as well. And that's a fantastic event, too, and a big one for the wrestling
just
program.
Terrific and so important and for a wonderful cause and in memory of a terrific coach and guy.
And tomorrow night, senior night for the Galesburg girls with Geneseo in town. So be sure to tune in. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have all the action on that one. Chelsea Stevenson, Arlita Brown, and Kaylee Miller will be honored for the Silver Streaks on senior night tomorrow. And a big game, Geneseo and first-place team in the Western Big Six Conference.
Our girls are fun to root for, and those three ladies are terrific young ladies and players and seniors. Honor them big time.
So lots of great reasons to come out to Thiel Gym here in the next week. Girls tomorrow, boys Friday with Pink Out Night, the Martin Luther King games coming up on Saturday, and then Red Out Night for the wrestling team next Tuesday night. Partner, we'll see you Friday.
Look forward to it.
Streaks win it here tonight over the Morton Potters, 51-43. Galesburg now 16-2 on the season. Sophomores lost in a buzzer beater, 57-55. For Sean McCutcheon at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.